This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a woman in England who says she was shamed on social media for referring to Santa Claus as Father Christmas. Why? Because some now see Santa as gender neutral. Listen to what else people told this woman after this quick break.
Since 2005, BIC Media Solutions has become the leader in helping faith-based industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, and TV. The primary goal for the books and movies produced are to help enhance lives of people. The revised edition of It's What We Do Together That Counts includes insights into the successes of more than 100 executives and entrepreneurs. It's What We Do Together That Counts draws upon their life experiences and shows that any form of adversity can be overcome through hard work, perseverance, and kindness to others. Isn't that just the truth? Purchase It's What We Do Together That Counts on Amazon.com and BICMediaSolutions.com. Again, that's BICMediaSolutions.com. You can also purchase the Kindle version through Kindle eBooks or listen to it on Audible. On Friday, December 13th only, just on that one day, Friday, December 13th, download the free eBook of It's What We Do Together That Counts, the BIC Alliance Story. Log in to Amazon Kindle and download the free eBook. This is Steve Green on behalf of BIC Media Solutions.
A mother in Plymouth, England, says she was shamed on Facebook for referring to Santa Claus as Father Christmas. Instead, she was told by people that she should see him and refer to him as gender neutral, according to Faithwire. The unnamed mother says this according to the Plymouth Herald. "I've just been shamed for using the name Father Christmas and was told that Santa is now seen as gender neutral. I was only referring to the book below, Father Christmas by Raymond Briggs, but it's left me a little confused slash on edge about what we are allowed to say." End quote. She went on to say that she has a small child and doesn't really want to raise him saying Father Christmas if it's hurtful to people. Fox News stated that after the shaming session, several other people came to the mother's defense. One person said, "Glad my kids grew up knowing Father Christmas is based on Saint Nick, a man." Another person wrote this, "All for personal identities and encourage it, but come on, how messed up is this world we live in?" Some say this is just a pointless debate because Christmas is about Jesus, not Santa Claus. Others say it's the next sign that Western culture is embracing depravity. What do you think, listeners? Go to charismanews.com and leave your thoughts in the comments section on this article. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.